Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no. Stop.
Hello.
You deal with it. I'm not doing it.
Hi, Salad. It's been a while.
Does Rob have a nasty cough in his lungs?
He has something going on. How'd you know?
I know everything. Do you know what I'd like to do?
What would you like to do, Salad?
Can I leave?
Scrape out the phlegm.
No!
With a rusty spoon.
Now cut that out!
So you don't have to hack and wheeze. Do you know, Rob?
What? What?
I can wheeze too. Would you like to hear me wheeze?
Anything but this. Yeah, go ahead. Is not of this world.
How was that?
Horrible.
Rob.
There goes 100 souls.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain words that I say that can make people's flesh crawl.
Like every word.
One of them is pneumonia.
Stop it!
But if you put your ears up to your personal listening device, I've got another one for you.
Swell. What is it?
Chocolate. How are you, Rob?
Hey, you know who likes chocolate?
Who's that?
Rob Ford. He got some for his birthday from his girlfriend.
I love Rob Ford. Rofo the Badger.
It makes sense.
Could I ask a favor?
Please.
Could you get his finger for me?
No!
I could take it home and put it on my wall. On a hook.
No.
And then I could stare at it when I go sleepy pies.
Hey, do you have to wheeze again?
Would you care to hear me?
No.
In a weird way, yeah. I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why.
It took a bong hit.
Would that I could, old Sky.
Yeah.
How's your money pit?
It's coming along. Salad, thank you.
Salad!
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
In your basement, do you have any iron hooks?
No!
Cast iron hooks.
That excites me tremendously.
Oh, he likes you.
Rob.
Hey, what up, SF?
You went to the doctor yesterday.
I did.
Will you talk about it later in the show?
Oh, in detail, most tedious.
Oh, did they make you breathe in and out with a stethoscope on your back?
They did, as a matter of fact. You know what else they did?
What's that?
They put a cold metal apparatus in my ear.
As long as they didn't put a cold metal apparatus in your dookie.
No, not the problem.
I love it when we all laugh together. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Put your ear close.
Oh.
Kiefer Sutherland. Don't press the button. When you're late for work, like you were today, you love to rush me through my bits. You're not going to get the f*** away from with that today, okay?
I didn't hit it, did
when,
I, Sal?
When I want you to go to commercial, I'm going to cue you.
You
have
got
to
it.
Be reminded again.
Okay.
Because you're uncomfortable being on the radio sometimes, so you want to rush through everything. I'm trying to fill the entire amount of time. Does that make any sense? Wheeze again. There we are. Pony boy.
Good morning, Mr. Fingers.
Salad Fingers loves Glenda.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenda.
Good for you.
Thanks for mentioning that. Diego.
Hello.
How is your brain today?
Very good, I hope.
Is it addled with marijuana?
Do you like that?
I don't. That's why I'm going to put you on one of me hooks.
Oh, no.
Oscar.
Chess?
Is Shannon still practicing yoga?
Why, yes, she is. Salad.
Stretch out your limbs.
You know what's important with yoga, Salad?
What's that?
The breathing. Can you give me a nice, big exhale?
I'll exhale first and then I'll breathe in. Here
good.
We go.
Good.
Figure that I'm a giant fan of.
You know, I would.
He is a giant fan. Hold on. And I'm gonna kill you today. And he is a giant fan of me. And then we will go to break.
I wouldn't have you pegged as a political guy. Who is this person you have a mutual admiration with?
Michael.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, what?
If I lose my temper, you're totaled, man.
Totally?
Totally.
Excuse me, fellas. I think we should just run our papers.
You know, Bender, you don't even count. You may as well not even exist at this school.
Well, I'll just run right out and join the wrestling team. Maybe the prep club, too.
I'm in a math club.
What do you guys do in your club?
We talk about physics, properties of physics.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
Yeah, well, I guess you could consider it a social situation. I mean, there are other children in my club. At the end of the year, we have you know, a big banquet at the Hilton.
You load up, you party.
Well, no, well, we get dressed up. I mean, but we don't get high. And I didn't have any shoes, so I had to borrow my dad's. It was kind of weird because my mom doesn't like me to wear other people's shoes. And my cousin Kendall from Indiana, he got high once. You know, he started eating like really weird foods. And then it just felt like you didn't blow anywhere, you know, kind of like, you know, Twilight Zone kind of.
Sounds like you.
Look, you guys keep up your talking and Verna's going to come right in here. I got a meet this Saturday. I'm not going to miss it on account of you boneheads.
Oh, and wouldn't that be a bite, huh? Whoa, missing a whole wrestling meet.
Well, you wouldn't know anything about it. You've never competed in your whole life.
Oh, I know. I feel all empty inside because of it. I have such a deep admiration for guys who roll around on the floor with other guys.
You'd never miss it. You don't have any goals.
Oh, but I do.
Yeah?
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
You wear tights?
No, I don't wear tights. I wear the required uniform.
Tights.
Shut up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Judd Nelson was such a dick in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, but you know what? He came around. It was a moral lesson for him.
Excuse me?
He was good at the end. He learned his lesson.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. I've checked. If you're here, you'll get it because you are too. So you know what I'm talking about. 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us any time. Our show today is brought to you by Vista Print. Vista Print is the best, and this deal remains absolutely unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks, and Rob has one right here.
This is a great one. This is Amy Larson. She is a tax consultant, but on the front, she's got all her information as an accountant. But on the back, it says, fun for your ears, the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen, and she puts our website, MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh,
beautiful two-sided card.
Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for supporting Vistaprint, all about the business cards. They make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Never been easier to look so professional. They're totally customizable front and back, as we just proved. You can upgrade the card stock and add a fancy finish. If you want to send your card to Rob Spiewak, who knows? You might actually hear it on the show, and send your cards to Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, and we may read your card on the show. Use a Vistaprint template or your own loco. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. That's Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card, and don't forget the TMOS code to save 50%. That's good news, and we thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Very interesting day. The day of the vice presidential debate, which I would not describe it as generating a tremendous amount of interest in the United States.
Not on fire.
As a matter of fact, probably wouldn't be able to get a lot of people on the street that would be able to pick these guys out of a lineup. So the political junkies will be watching like me. But other than that, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal unless one of them does something stupid and then everybody will talk about it.
I'm embarrassed to say I thought it was last night.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, you know, it's just not this. By the way, this cannot be completely laid at the feet of the American public. This is the same when you've got the media now that, and I'm included in this. When everybody is just so interested in telling you that nobody cares,
right?
You're not going to care, and
they tell you that you don't care, and you don't care.
Yeah, but really, when you talk about the personalities of both men. They were selected for their lack of interesting ideas and demeanor. That's it.
Well, the media
will smart guys.
Puppets.
I'm sure in their own right.
The media will hate Tim Kaine because he's a good guy.
Can you turn yourself up? You sound 12 miles away. I'm not sure why.
It's his failing health.
It's not my failing health. I think it's my sense.
Does it sound softer to you?
Now, it's his voice. We've been noticing this for weeks since he's been sick, and I'm like and I.
All right. Well, it's to hell with the vice. We'll get back to the debate, and we'll get right on to.
I have texted Pony privately. Said, is his voice dying as well?
Oh no! All right. So did you finally make it to the doctor?
Went to the doctor. Yesterday, and you know what? I was half right. I was on the verge of pneumonia, but what it is
no, you said it wasn't contagious and it was going away and on the air last
and
week.
And it's not contagious, it's bilateral bronchitis. And so they put me on a steroid yesterday to get rid of the bronchitis.
Boy, you do sound awful.
Thank you.
I mean, what can I do?
The death rattle, Mike.
Who can run the board for Rob? I want to send Rob home to his bed.
Oh, I can run the board.
No, I'm here.
Mike, I've always wanted to run the board.
I mean, if you feel like crap, don't come in tomorrow.
No, I don't. I,
Thursday's the big day. Take a day and rest up.
Take a day.
You haven't had vacation. The anchor. You have been the anchor. You've got me, and I had my hip issues. You've got Johnny Vacation over there. You know, Mr. China goes away every 2 weeks.
Senor China, to you.
The thing is, you need Oscar and I would. Oscar and I don't agree on a lot. We would agree.
Tell me about it.
On the fact that you deserve.
Yes.
Well, maybe we wouldn't agree on that, Oscar. I think he deserves
more time off. What? I think he deserves a few days off to recover.
I do too.
Yes.
I think you deserve a few days off. Weren't you going to take some days?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Live show.
It didn't work out. Carrie and I were going to travel to for her dad's event. It turned out that it's going to be very small, and so just she is going. The family's not going to go.
Well, how about this?
Why don't you take a staycation?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you tell me. I mean, I don't think that doing the show. I'm motivated because I had all the health things. And so when I'm here and I'm not going anywhere, but you know, when I got news for you, boys. When I'm 100%, I'm out of here. I'll be taking my days off, you know. But the fact is, I want you to feel better. And bilateral bronchitis
There was inflamed bronchia in both of them. They took an X-ray and my lungs did not look great.
Didn't you tell us, though, that? At least when I returned back from vacation.
Which time?
This past time.
Okay.
And by the way, for perspective, any vacation we've had beforehand, I was in school while you guys had vacation.
That's right.
So
he elected to go to school.
Yeah, but I'd like a little gratitude, Mr. Man, that, you know, school still counted where Rob and I, when you'd have your Friday to go to class, Rob and I picked up the slack.
Let me do some hypothetical math here. I paid $119,000, continue to pay down the loans for my education. You guys benefit from it. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
I really didn't see it going this way, did you?
Are you going with that one?
Those are the numbers.
An educational degree that will ultimately benefit you.
But it is benefiting the greater good.
Say we picked up the slack when you, those days. There was every
I think it's a push.
Week.
I think it's a push. So, moving on.
You son of a bitch. Honest to God.
I came back and you're a monster.
You're a monster.
And I said, hey, man, what's the story? On and off air. He's like, it's the last week. I'll be better by the end of the week. And at the beginning of the show yesterday,
will you tell me honestly that this is me avoiding a personal call to Oscar, which I do every like month or so. Oscar, will you tell me that there will be a benefit for me personally of this education someday?
Well, I think you guys have been benefiting it. You just don't see the numbers
every
month.
Will there be a bigger one for me?
It all depends.
Mike, the future's so bright,
anything.
You gotta wear shades.
I can't guarantee
that's
anything.
That's a no. That's no. That means he's off. To, no. What did you say? What did you say?
I
Rob?
Say the future's so bright. You gotta wear shades. It's gonna be so great.
Okay,
exactly.
So I looked.
You just
at,
told me no.
I looked. Yeah. At,
no, it's gonna be okay.
I looked at Rob and I said, off air. I said, you have to go to the doctor because at this point, it's not fair to Pony and I that you continue coming in here hacking up that phlegm, right? Because we're in this little room. And he's being a hero for 3 weeks now, on 3 weeks.
It had been a week and a half.
I'm a big believer in, I get so hyper paranoid. That is left, by the way, with my son who has had.
How's he feeling?
I think he's better yesterday. Yesterday was the first day. But I don't, you know, you throw it out the window. And now that I'm in the engaged father, where I'm totally into what
congratulations.
He's doing. Congratulations. No, I don't mean that. I knew you were going
to. Yeah, that is.
I knew
care.
I couldn't get away with it.
Simply a joke.
The thing is, I love jokes.
I really
heard
him, Rob.
So the thing about it is, you know, with him, he's incredible because he's three, and I actually wrote this down for show prep last week. He blows his nose like he's a 50-year-old man. He's great at it.
That's
fantastic.
So rare for a kid.
Oh, kids don't do that.
They just run
sit
around
there
with snot.
Carl and I are both these parents that, to us, if you've got the little guy, and it's inevitable sometimes, and it's unavoidable sometimes, if you've got the little guy that's running around the playground with the green garbage coming out of his because it's never been tended to, he blows his nose 10 times, 15 times a day.
And 9 and 10-year-olds go to blow their nose, and they'll go, they don't get it that they have to blow out their nose. They blow out their mouth.
Because it's difficult.
Right.
It's difficult. You got to be on them. Now, with that said, most of his preschool class tooling around on the tricycles where Michael's just like kicking his feet. That kind of bugs me a little bit. Well, that kind of bugs me because I'm looking at that. I'm going, pedal. Today we had a little pedal session in the living room. I'm like, okay, the high one, you push down real hard. And he likes to just drag his feet on it.
Where so all sure. kids have their own things, Mike. Robert couldn't rhyme until he was five.
Right.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Okay. So, everything has a little.
So where in the health scare were you right?
I was on borderline pneumonia, but I didn't know how I got there. Here's the deal. The bronchitis means that you have inflamed bronchia, mm-hmm. right? It's what it means literally. And because of that, phlegm builds up in your lungs. If the phlegm gets infected, that's when it becomes pneumonia.
Big.
So,
but again, why did it take you so long to go to the doctor?
Because in the past, it has followed a different route.
Okay.
And I thought I could outwit it. That I cop to. I mean, if it looks like a duck and it quacks right. like a duck, yeah. most of the yeah. times it's a duck.
Yes.
But this time it wasn't a duck, it was bronchitis.
Is she interviewing with any major retailers yet?
She is not.
Okay, just checking.
But so what I
Carrie,
got is...
You're going to kill him.
No.
You're going to kill him. I'm telling you this. Carrie,
she's
this
in as much danger as
maybe
I am.
Maybe you can find time between the Rob and Joe show to listen to Mike O'Mara right now, okay? gotta pull that weight, okay? Fact is, gotta pull that.
And it's a lot of weight. So,
yes, Carrie, we can't all live our dream. Rob's living his.
Exactly.
So
Rob is committed to this. This is what he does not survive in a Joe job, okay?
No.
And he's not going to double dip.
Dead in
so
a week.
So please, you know, what?
Dead in a week if I do a Joe week. Job. Dead in a week.
So let him go to the doctor on a regular basis.
So I went, visits. And what I got is
covered
a...
by insurance. Thank you.
Because the inflamed bronchia will not be treated by an antibiotic, I got prednisone. So I'll be on prednisone for a week.
You know what? By the way, doctors, and believe me, fresh off of it, doctors prescribe two things. They prescribe antibiotics and steroids.
That's it. But
that's
I
it.
Got
There's
the magical third.
There's nothing else that goes on except for those crappy drugs that they sell on TV all day that help you get an erection and, you know, help you do everything. And then it's all like throw the darts at the board and see what sticks.
But what was great is the doctor, I said, you know, what's been very helpful in the past, there's this cough syrup. It's called, and then before I even said it, she said, Tussinex? I said, yes. She says, that's a narcotic cough syrup. I said, yes, it is. It's wonderful. She says, you can have that.
Oh.
Ah, good. So did we take some of that last night?
That's a nighttime thing because that is off to the races when you
Get
take a tablespoon.
You just relax today. You relax and let Oscar Tussinex. And me do the driving, okay?
Well, yeah. I appreciate your guys' concern.
Just press the right buttons. That's all I care about.
And listen
today.
Back to the show and listen to your voice.
Never do. Never do. Always forward.
Because you sound bad today as opposed to, you know, where you had the cough and the hack, you know, we were aware of it. But you've had this for a while. My kid had it for 14 days.
Yep.
Had the cold. Still is hacking, and what I was saying before is that my fear of contagious people does not exist when it comes to my kid. If Carla gets a cough or she has a cold, you know, I'll be sleeping somewhere
what
in
if,
the Florida Keys.
What if we came to your home in your old studio and we were doing this for 3 weeks?
You'd be out of there. I'd kick you out. I've done it. I said, go home. Please go home. And more people, by the way, broadcasters, because of the way we cut our teeth in this business, we don't take days off. You hear it. You know, watch television stations. You'll see the anchor person going, today on the Hill, people were going to, it's like, because they're worried. Why are you worried? Because someone else will take your job if you roll in there and you
Wally
have
Pep.
An illness.
Yeah.
But we've got
no one's going to take your job. Look at Diego.
Yeah,
we got three
true.
Guys. He was gone for a week.
And Ruffo quit.
Gone. You know, that's it. And we pop people in. And Pony, you know, now that Pony's developing this personality, like really slowly.
Yeah.
But Pony stepped up. Did Pony not step up a little bit, even in his own small way, when Oscar was gone? Did he not love the
rave
microphone?
Reviews.
Oh, wonderful. The audience his loved him.
That's true. It's all I saw
Audiences
on the
cheering. Audiences are cheering. Pony Boy Matt Plume is the key to the Mike O'Mara
show. The modern
show.
Day Ed McMahon.
Saw yes. that review in the Variety. It was great.
The Variety was
thousands
was
cheer.
Fantastic. So, did you go to your regular doctor? Or
no, I went. I couldn't get in time, so I went to the urgent care.
What's all right. what's
Thanks
the insurance situation right now?
None.
Oh God!
What
I thought
was that?
You.
What did he say?
I thought
what
he had insurance. I said, "What's your insurance?"
We are
situation
on.
Right now?
We will. Our Obamacare clicks in a month or something. We're applied.
Why
everything.
Do you have that gap?
Because of my great body.
He didn't. He didn't sweat it. He didn't pay attention.
Oh
to
my
it.
God!
God, please.
That, but no, you know, I mean, that's him.
I want to help you, Rob.
No, Oscar.
How can I help you if you can't help
okay,
yourself?
Okay, tell you what. Fix your fireplace, okay? And then come to me. Amazingly, I'm in better shape than your fireplace.
Now, you know what? The thing is that we, unfortunately, on our show, and these are the little problems we should have. I think the fact that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4... four people that are full-time right. employees here, that we should, even with four, it's a business, we should be able to get a group plan, but we can't afford it.
It's
not an affordable group plan.
It doesn't make sense until we're a little above 20.
Yeah, and that's not right. Because
no,
that's
we couldn't afford that.
Where, you know, the thing about it is, it speaks to the whole situation, and I really hope that the country gets its act together someday and that we do have a model where, you know, nobody deserves to get sick and not hesitate as Rob, as you did, to go to the doctor because of the insurance situation.
It's the truth.
It's just crap. I think it's ridiculous. And I look forward to when your plan kicks in. It sucks.
How can we help Carrie get a dream job of her own?
Now we're really pulling the curtain back as far as that's concerned. You were on her policy for years.
Many years. As a matter of fact, even when we worked at WJFK, she had better insurance than we did at the radio station.
And then when she got out of the corporate retail world, she decided she did not want to get back in. She wanted to feed parakeets. How long is that going to last?
You know what? Can we change the topic at this exact moment?
Is that a conversation it's a hard conversation that anyone can have.
No, it's a conversation that's not pleasant. We did apply for the Obamacare because
I'm on Obamacare. It's phenomenal.
Oh, you're the best, Oscar. Congratulations.
No, but I'm on Obamacare, too. I did.
I know, and
we all will be. And here's the thing. Look, regardless of what you hear about it, the people that are going to scream about it are people that work for companies that have health care or they have
I'm paying $100 more a month.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying the people that scream about it are people that are covered. You're not going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Will not hear
the guys that are covered aren't really that upset.
The people that are covered are the ones that are going to say, hey, screw Obamacare. Take it away. I went to, I sat in my kitchen one day and made four phone calls to four separate insurance companies. And I was declined four times.
Yep.
And they got back to me either by letter or by phone. The last time was the fourth, and I remember literally almost being brought to tears. Do you know what it was?
What?
Sleep apnea. Because I sleep and I snore and I have the sleep thing. That was it. Not a heart condition. Not even the being a fat ass. Not even that. It was because I have sleep because I snore at night. But that was it. That was it. And then the only thing that got me and by the way, I finally found an insurance plan that would take me. Paid what I'm paying now, maybe a little more than I'm paying now. And had the worst insurance that I've ever had. Covered nothing. It was absolutely the worst. The only thing that Obama did for me was give me a choice of paying, and I still pay a lot for insurance. And I got a good one, and thank God for that. I'd be one of these people right now that was figuring out what the hell I was going to do because of what I've gone through. And you say, well, that's elective surgery you had. Yes, it is. It's elective surgery to prevent me from being in pain. And
being able to walk, ultimately.
You wouldn't have had the choice.
I wouldn't have the choice. No. I don't want to get into the details of the policy because I'm not a wonk, but I will tell you, I got my insurance down here because of the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
That's the fact.
Yep.
And when you hear people, Oscar, let me ask you this one question.
Chesh.
And this is not about politics as much as it's about insurance, but it is a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in this country do you think that are going, yeah, and they'll repeal, that don't even think about what repealing that plan,
the consequences.
It's the only plan that we have right now, and they take it away.
It's from my perspective, the people that are against it are my age because they're paying more they're paying more on their private policies or they're paying more at work for their work insurance.
Right.
And when the perspective I have is that eventually I'm going to get older and the younger generation is going to carry my way. I'm paying $100+ more, a little over $100 for my personal insurance after Obamacare.
Right.
Now, does that sting? Yes. But in the long run, I'm not going to be young for a long time. I'm going to need to take care of some situations. So the younger generation is going to pay $100 more. So it's in my eyes, I'm just paying it forward.
What got it? What got us off?
I'm going to go in right now because I'm actually going to tell you what I pay a month. For those that are, because we're doing all this talk about Obamacare and we're hearing about this. And then, by the way, this is what I've paid since January.
Mine,
before any of the crap that
my
I,
guy is
did.
At $360 a month.
What got us off? What's got us off our ass?
Pony, same. So we're closer in age. Pony and I.
Okay, so you guys are paying roughly, let's say, $350 a month.
Let's
use that for for the ballpark.
And we never go to the hospital.
Okay, so you're paying $350
unless you visit somebody.
So for people that are saying to me, it's like you're
that's
you know,
one
using
person
the
though, Mike. You probably have a family policy.
You got the family policy, sure.
You can't compare the two.
I pay $1,129.29 a month.
So if you had
and
three
are you
people,
saying my family policy?
That's
for me.
Just
personally.
For you?
Yes,
oh,
Carla and my son.
God.
Oscar, Carla and my son pay $710.21
Jesus
a month, bringing my
Christ.
Total up to almost $2,000 a month.
Holy
that's my
smokes.
Insurance. That's my stealing from the government on the dole, Mike O'Mara. No, the fact is, you know what the difference is with Obamacare? You know what the one difference is? I got a policy that actually does cover me when I have a pulmonary.
Oh, when you have like a terminal,
I go to the hospital.
And you know,
and by the way, that's not including deductibles and out of pocket.
No.
Where I'm writing checks.
That's a mortgage.
Right,
Jesus,
that's
Christ.
My
rent. The reason, one of the reasons
you
we really stepped
by the way, last
up,
month,
Pony,
last month,
you could move into Mike's policy.
This is my stepson.
I wanted full disclosure. And by the way, do not send me if I get one medical insurance person sending me a solicitation, you are unfriended. I will not want
to
hear from it.
Don't
okay?
try
I don't
to
want
help
to hear
Mike.
The people that are all going, hey, here's an opportunity right now. No.
Get
please,
in on it.
Don't do that. I've been there. I like my insurance. Believe it or not, I like it because I was paying roughly probably $900 and change. For the same policy when I was in Virginia that was absolutely
garbage.
Horrible.
That's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I wouldn't have been able to go to the doctor that worked on my hip.
Are you on the platinum plan? That is so high.
Well, he also gets valet parking.
The reason I pay separately from Carla and the little guy is we are on different tier plans with a plan that is because we knew that ultimately I'd probably be dealing
apart.
With this hip situation. Yeah. So that's it. But I mean, that's the reality
wow.
of it. But for those of you that are thinking when you're complaining about, oh, I'm healthy and I'm paying $100 more, I scoff at you. Speaking of the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. I actually went to a political rally yesterday.
Hey!
I drove all the way up to Sarasota.
No, you?
Yeah. And by the way, technically, this will be a question of gaming the system or not gaming the system. I will welcome your comments, as cruel as they may be, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore.
Oh,
we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and technology.
Oh,
and we're doing it right now.
Yeah. Needs a new promo. Tech 411.
Breaks
even
my heart.
If Oscar has to do one all by himself.
New episode.
Sure they do that. Yeah. Which will be done first.
The new episode is done.
Lots of back in it.
The promo or the app. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said
really
that.
Really painful.
Get mad. Will he get mad?
What we need is the affordable
you know what, Mike.
With affordable
yes.
app.
I can only do so much.
I know you can, yes. and I know you're.
And you're not helping
too.
When you say that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, hey, consider it, Oscar. Consider that the last time.
Thank you.
That's the last time. Did it a whole bunch when you were gone, but that's the last time. But I won't. I won't.
It takes
won't,
a village,
I won't,
Mike.
Because I know Oscar really knows how to talk to me now. Oscar, I swear to God, I won't do it again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without going to the post office. Wrong!
Wrong!
As the late John McLaughlin would say. There's Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can easily buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. All you need is your computer and printer. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees, no extra hardware to buy, and no long-term contracts. contracts, you can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter. Plus, Stamps.com does stuff that a meter can't do, like sending tracking info with a single click. Stamps.com is the gold standard.
Yes.
You should use it. We have used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. The choice is clear. Stamps.com offering so much more for much less money. Right now, use our code TMOS for a special offer. We've loved this offer for a long time, a four-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you will be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and you just type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Over the weekend, a news story came. No, I don't think. I think I got it via email from the Clinton campaign. They sent me one of those robo emails that I throw in my trash.
When
almost,
you get those
20 a day, it's
does it say
insane.
In the inbox? Does it say that it's from a person?
No, they're
because
such a variety
it's always like, so like Dolores. Somebody has sent me something. Oh, this must be something.
Here are your picks, Rob.
That's
with
right. And then the answer is we need your help.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Nigerian prince.
Yeah. I will read so few of them there, and they're very, you know, there's been analysis on all these political campaigns, the way they send out these emails. The one, the headline, Biden coming to Florida. And it piqued my curiosity, so I opened it up. And
I don't
realized
get
that
any of those political emails. Why
is
that?
He doesn't donate.
Oh, no. The only campaign I like is TMOS.
Well, I've donated to a campaign, and I've also volunteered. So I volunteered to work phones. So,
oh, okay. So they've got you in the system.
Yeah, you can still unsubscribe, though, and not get the certain ones. And for down ballot, I unsubscribe to a lot.
Excuse me? What's a down ballot?
Voting,
it's made
like,
of feathers.
Congressmen and senators. What? What did I miss? What was that? What? Okay.
He said the down ballot's made of feathers. Like a down comforter.
I'm glad I replayed that. That's good. That's very nice. Very good.
So you're in deeper even than me, because I do, you know, 10 bucks here, $5 here.
And
Rob, we really need your help. But
$25, they'll latch onto you like there's nobody's business. But I like old Joe. I like old Grandpa Joe. I like Grandpa Joe. Uncle Joe Biden is somebody I've always liked. And I said, you know what?
I do, too, actually.
When his son passed away, Beau Biden,
yes.
I just thought the way he handled himself and the reason he had for not running for president and,
classy.
I don't know, a lot of people now are saying it'd be a different world with this election if you had a guy like Biden. But you don't know, because they go after everybody. So who knows?
But don't you think of the past 20 years, of all the big name politicians, he's the one that seems the most human.
Yeah, he's a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
I mean, not a robot.
He's a salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. And that is, you know, Obama's not like that. Clinton's not like that.
No.
Trump's not like that. Cruz isn't like that.
Neither Clinton
so
is like that.
So nobody's like Joe, and I'm a fan. And I'm a partisan. I admit that. Everybody knows that. But the fact is, I looked at my wife, and I said, you know what? I'm responding. I'm RSVPing to this email. I'm going to roll up there. I'm going to go. And so I planned on it, and I was going to go after the show Monday. We ended up cleaning the garage yesterday. That's a story unto itself. I'm sitting there after the garage clean, and I turn on
covered in
CNN.
Dust.
It's 12. It's like 12:50 or something like that, and it comes on. And of course, Vice President Biden will be in Florida tonight. I went, I forgot. And so I'm down here. It's almost 1 o'clock, and Biden's going to be, they're going to be opening the doors at 2:30.
And he's in Sarasota.
He's going to be in Sarasota.
That's where
Florida.
The circus is based. How long of a drive is that?
About an hour and a half away from me.
Feld Entertainment.
Maybe an hour and 40 minutes. With the doors opening at 2:30 and the speech going on anywhere from like 3:30 to 6 o'clock. They give these huge windows for these political rallies because they're never on time. So I'm like, you know what? I look at Carla and, I had just gotten done with Carla saying, will you pick up Michael from school? And I'm like, I'd be glad to.
You bet, honey.
And then we had the whole debate of, I said, I won't go if you don't want me to. And Carla's doing the thing that all of our ladies do. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I know you want to. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. I'm like, are you mad? No, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I said, okay, I know you're disappointed.
That is
but she was
rough.
Cool. She said, no, I'm kidding. Go.
You picked Biden over your son.
This. I know.
That's rough.
I took Joe Biden and just took a singles trip all the way up to Sarasota, Florida, drove the whole way on the super slab down here, which is Route 75, up to this little community center in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm taking my nav in there, and the first inkling I got that it was going to be, you know, politically charged is there are about seven or eight Trump supporters on the street corner, and I'm on the phone.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And there they are, and I went by, and
hey, buddy,
I didn't flip them off. I gave them the thumbs down sign because I said, you know, if I'm flipping them off, you know, we
there's
talk about
no need for that.
Well, there's eight of them. It's already
no.
Like,
they were they're like thrusting their signs and but Mike, heckling every car that goes by.
Do you want your car to get keyed or your tire slashed?
I wanted to let them know I'm not on their team, Oscar. I wanted to let them know
the
I'm
very
not
fact that you're going into the rally is a pretty good clue that you're not on their team.
They were on the corner before. I
they didn't
been just
know
that
he could have just
Sarasota.
Been walking through Sarasota for
Understood.
No big
I could have been driving through Sarasota.
You didn't have your Biden shirt on.
Car.
No.
I was in my car, and so
they
I
thought you were just a member of Big Circus.
Can I
driving around
that Big Circus? That's yeah, because that's all there is in Sarasota. Rob is the circus in your thimble brain. That is all there is. In
you
in
must
Sarasota.
Drive a monster
that's right.
truck,
big multicolored tents and clowns walking all over the street, and not the bad clowns like you have all.
No,
over
no,
the
these
country.
Are the good clowns.
By the way, I think oh yes, clowns in news you may not.
All them. Right.
Yeah, just thought I'd preview that. So I'm driving in, and I said, I got to acknowledge. And when I gave them the thumbs down, it was like Christmas for them because they're all going, yeah, yeah. They loved it. They loved
sure,
the interaction.
They got their
that's
reaction.
What, that's yep. what they were there for. Yes. So I gave them what they wanted, yeah. And I felt better, too. and then it was time to drive to the Civic. And as I drove up to this Civic Center, I saw the line. And the line.
Oh, no.
On, and my heart begins to sink. Then I see the cars. I see the full parking lot. I see the back streets absolutely jammed. I go full around the block, probably, I'm going to guess that I was probably 3/4 of a mile away from the venue. I parked in the parking lot of a Wawa. That was across the street to get to where I was. And fear not, because that's when my strategy kicked in.
Oh.
My strategy that was both necessary for my current medical condition and was also something that that benefited me greatly. There's some cryptic teasing right there.
I can't wait.
I'll tell you all about it right after this.
Hey everyone, Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Mad Hatter Meet and Greet, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Hatter, we're going to be there on November 5th. We're excited about it. You got your tickets to the live show. If you didn't get your tickets, we're still going to get a chance to meet you. Because after our show at the DC Improv that is sold out, unfortunately for you, we are heading right across the street to the Mad Hatter for an old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet. You can join me, Oscar, Rob, all of the TMOS buddies for food, drink, and an amazing good time. Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us, take a picture or two, and party on into the night with TMOS at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter is at 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, a short walk from the Improv. It's that easy. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. We'll see you at the Mad Hatter. That's located at 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. And if you want any information for the Mad Hatter, it's 202-833-1495, and we will see you there.
Great bar.
I'm motivated to see my man Joe. I love the guy, and I wanted to one of my favorite political leaders, and I decided I would go up to an old-fashioned political rally, and you know, we drove by the Trump rally they had down here, and maybe I got my Jones on for that to
well, you
go
were
up
so
and see
close.
One from the other team.
You were so close when you went to the Trump rally. I'm curious, if you had gone just a little, like a short distance, and it had been that crowded.
Why are they laughing at you? What are they doing?
I missed that you went to a Trump rally.
Like,
I
clearly, no, he drove by a Trump rally.
No, no, he came down to like the ice rink down here. You know where the
I don't. I was clearly overseas when this went down.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. No. Well, was he in Bermuda when the Trump rally took place?
He was somewhere not here.
Yes.
So, I mean, who can keep track?
You said you seen him at one point.
No, he drove by the rally just to sort of gauge it.
I mean, to see the trucks. It's when I told the story about the pickup truck with Trump that bitch on the back.
No,
of it.
No, I wasn't here for
that. Yeah, that was the Bermuda trip, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was,
but if you had been that close to the Biden rally and you had driven just like, you know, 5-10 minutes and seen that kind of crowd, is there a chance you would have bailed on it? Because obviously you were invested.
I almost bailed on it yesterday. I almost bailed on it.
That guy's not going to be vice president for too much longer. I got to go.
Because, I mean, you were invested.
I almost bailed on it yesterday.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I almost bailed because it just was so crowded. But I said, you know, I drove this distance. I almost bailed because not just because of how far away I had to park, but the fact is when I looked at the line, I figured it wouldn't be that it would just be too long and they wouldn't let us in. I was more correct.
So that you even thought there was a chance you wouldn't get in.
Now, the thing is, yesterday, when I was ready to roll on up there, right before I left, I was halfway to the car and I said, you know what? I may have to walk longer than I've walked ever since the old hip issue was resolved here, and I am rehabbing this, and it's just not easy. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna grab old Herman Cain that is in the corner there, the purple cane, my purple cane, and I'll bring that along. And here's the thing, I said, I'll take it with me if it's any kind of lengthy walk, and
just in case,
who knows, maybe, and this is really in the back of my mind, I swear to God, I have to be honest about it, because if I'm not being honest about it, I would feel guilty.
Okay.
The fact is, I thought, well, you know, since I've got a cane, maybe that gets you a better seat when you get to the joint, right? So I arrive and I end up having to park so far away, and this community center is surrounded by a fence. If I was able to park at the Wawa and walk directly to the venue, it would have been 10 football fields. That's what it would have been. That would have been okay with me. As it was, I had probably at least 3/4 of a mile that I had to walk around in a box. At one point, I cut through, walked all the way along the football field that they had there. I don't know if it's a high school. It's a community center is what they said.
Okay.
And I walk all the way. I get halfway down. A cop comes around, security cop, and goes, sir, you got to go all the way back around the other way. So I backtrack.
Man with the cane.
At this point, the cane is like, you know, I've gone from having it as like a little prop that I might need to, I'm using this sucker because I'm leaning on the thing and I'm going around. And I finally get to the front and I'm on top of this line and they've got all the little souvenir stands set up. And then you've got the line that's curling around. So I walk up, I see a table. I said, I RSVP'd online. Do you get right in for that? Or is there? No, you all RSVPs have to get in this line. By the way, all political rallies are like this. So you're not going to hear me go, oh, they lied to us. No.
Right.
If you're not there, like, at the beginning, at 10 minutes after 2, standing in line, you're going to wait. And if you don't get in, you don't get in.
And like a plane, they oversell because they want it full, right?
They oversell. They want to fill the thing up. So I start to, she said, the line goes around the corner right over there. So I go around the corner. As I turn the corner, I see the line going all the way down the length of the building, curving out into a sports field and all the way.
Ooh.
And I give the Napoleon.
That's no
and
go.
What I start doing is I start hoofing my way down towards the back of the line. All of a sudden, this lady comes up. She goes, excuse me. She said, can you stand? I said, yeah, I can stand. I didn't understand what the question was. I mean, because I was planning on going to the end of the line and seeing if I could get in. She said, can you stand? Come with me. And she brings me over, and I'm standing next to this old lady. And she says, you're with this volunteer. We're going to let you in first when the doors open.
Hey!
Oh, nice.
And I'm sitting there, and I said to myself, yes, the gods are smiling
finally,
on me
some
today.
Dividends.
Probably, I want to say maybe 7 to 10 minutes after that. They had waited, by the way. It was terrible because it was 2:30. They were supposed to open the doors. This is like 5 of 3.
Oh,
and
it's worse than Kanye.
The doors. It was terrible. They opened the doors. I go in with my little minder, my little handler. I go through the Secret Service security.
Was she hot?
And they take me. She?
Yeah.
Why did
your
you
handler.
Assume the Secret Service? No, the handler was a boy.
Oh,
a young
okay.
boy.
Well, was he hot?
Sir, is that your oxygen?
He would be.
No, I just got the cane kid.
Do you have your pill minder?
By the way, the lady that was in front of me, just in case you think I'm gaming the system, the lady in front of me felt faint.
Oh, she had the gout.
She was probably like mid-40s, okay? So just in case you were wondering. So I go trundling in, and when she said, can you stand, I assumed that she was talking about standing in line. And I had said, yes, I can stand. I didn't understand the question. Then they whisked me over to this corner, take me through. They open the doors. Let me tell you, there aren't 20 people in that line that we're going to get into. The venue is full. The venue is completely full.
Whoa.
It's absolutely full, and they are just singing the national anthem as I walk in. And I walk in there, and I see the vice presidential seal on top of the lectern, and it's kind of cool.
That's
I'm
awesome.
In the moment, and I get there. The vice president, so I'm there probably at 3:20. I want to see 3:20, 3:25, thereabouts. Would you like to know, and I'm in standing room only, and there are no chairs, and would you like to know when the vice president began to speak?
Can we guess?
Little after 5.
Oh, I was going to guess 4.
Man.
Little after 5 o'clock. I am sitting there and...
you hate people that are late.
I'm sitting there going, well, hey,
maybe
I got
he
in
had
here.
A good reason.
I had a good reason. And I'm standing there going, So I was guilty for feeling infirmed to get in there. By the 1 hour mark, I was not guilty anymore due to the fact that my legs felt like I was going to have to pass out. And I'm doing the thing where you're standing in place and you just get stiffened up because you're not moving.
It happens
and I'm
to young
doing
bucks.
The thing where you're you're doing the walk in place. I don't know how some of these octogenarians were handling it, but yeah, in front of me were 5 to 10 rows of people that were sitting down, about maybe 10% of whom really needed those chairs.
Sure.
And, I'm looking at them with a great deal of disdain after this. Now, I think maybe that was a combination of people that were seated there because they had to be and people that had actually gotten there early.
Or paid the big bucks.
Yeah, do you think there were VIPs
maybe
there?
Paid the big bucks. They might have had a VIP. Yeah, they always do. I think those people might have been behind the big black curtain.
Oh.
But I'm standing there, and it's going, the time is running. Then this Congress.
Dinner time.
She was a congressman. She gets up there and she goes, the vice president is running late. And you hear everybody go, and it went on and on and on. And then he finally arrives. And I can tell you how our vice president speaks because it's interesting.
Oh,
and
this is what I
this,
love.
You've seen this on TV, okay? You've seen the way he does this. And you think, rousing Joe. Joe Biden is somebody that hates applause lines. Hates them.
So explain.
Political rallies are like, hey, we're going to meet Trump. Yeah, Trump's bad. Ah, Hillary's good. Ah. He doesn't do that. He wants to tell his little story, and he wants to tell his little story like this, really, really kind of, let me tell you, mother, I want to tell you about this, about how. And he's kind of off my mind.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
I want to tell a little story. Yeah. At one point, because the person's old and they're from Florida, it's like, can't hear you. And so he's telling you.
But
now,
this is another reason that he is the antithesis of the modern politician.
Well, he's totally, and he hates it. He hates applause lines, so he's not going to do the cheer, cheer, cheer thing. He is talking about, he doesn't like orange hair. That's very clear from the very beginning. And he's talking about that morning, I guess, Trump had said something about PTSD and the veterans, and he's pissed about that. And he's kind of all in.
What about the veneers? Has he mentioned them?
The veneers, Oscar, I could have been 15 miles further away and seen those piano keys shining in the light. They were beautiful.
Right.
Here's another thing that got me. Then, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at the, what is he? What is Biden? 70?
Got to be 70, I think. 70,
something like, and I'm watching this, and these guys are just, they do this all the time. They look better than the presidential candidates do.
Oh, yeah.
They are so incredibly fit, and it's 80 degrees in this room. I've been schwitzing for an hour because I walked 3/4 of a mile over from the car. I am sitting there. These guys, full business suits.
Yeah.
With the tie, yeah,
but it's what
and
he
the
does.
Pocket square.
It's what he does. It's what he's always done.
By the way, tell the improv, I want it cold on that stage.
Yeah.
I want it cold.
We'll keep
I've
it cold.
Been in that room before.
It's still going to be tight.
Please, cold.
Wear
cold,
light
cold.
Cotton.
Yes, I'm gonna wear. I'll probably come out in jammies. That's what I'm gonna wear.
I was hoping jammies. You'd wear like a matlock suit.
And it's gonna be hot. Yeah.
So he gets up, and was it a stem winder? No. To be honest
that
with you, it
sucks.
It got halfway right at the beginning when he's mad about Trump talking about the veterans. It was great, and then he in the middle of it, it stopped being great because he got into. You know, why we need to get out. And he's preaching to the choir. I understand it. And my legs are going like this. Boom, boom.
Sure.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And there's only so much, like, walking in place you can do. And I finally said,
without okay, looking like you're doing the running man.
I got to roll. I got to roll out for a second just to park it. So I went out for maybe a minute and a half and sat down on a chair and then came back and they let me do that.
Cool.
And by the way, you see the Secret Service everywhere. You see them running around. You see the media pool, which is you see the whole circus that's there. And then you see the handlers, which are the
slime.
They're
absolute slime.
You know, you see them in every one of these Republican and Democrat. Look at how important yeah. I am. By the way, this is the one thing I will tell you that we noticed. And I met a nice guy that actually is from Belfast, Maine, who was
really?
Next to me. Yes, small world. I'm talking to the guy and we're having this great conversation. Well, when they arrive, he's been to a couple of these rallies. He says, you'll know when he's here. I said, well, he said, it's just a dog and pony show with security. So they come in, especially if it's a president or a vice president.
Sure.
They appear and they did. And it, like the guy said this and 30 seconds later, the curtain opens up and you see these guys just pour in. And by the way, you know, being based in Washington, we've had fans of the show over the years that are members of the Secret Service. You just watch these guys and you realize how great they are at what
the best.
They do.
They're incredible.
How cool they are. And they're superhuman.
Oh, yeah.
And they're standing at attention, basically, for the entire time the vice president is in the
building.
They
don't need to sit down.
They don't need to sit down.
And they've got great insurance.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But thank you for that, Oscar.
Mike, by the way, the vice president will be 74 next month.
Ah, oh, he looks phenomenal. I mean, he's in such great shape for a guy that age. He gets up, and so they're, as I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, I'm amazed how they just, they put out, right before the dog and pony show started, they put out a glass of water. So the vice president arrives, and you know he's there because you see behind the curtain some flash bulbs going off.
Sure.
And then you see the water glass, and this last lady, I think she was Secret Service, she comes up.
A woman?
Takes the water glass away, puts down a bottle of water.
Oh,
so I said, oh, see,
you're
I
not
said
gonna
the guy,
poison
the guy's next
him
to me
on my
he's
watch.
Watching the same. Yeah, there's nothing to watch. So the guy's next to me, and I said, did you see the water move? He said, yeah, I saw the water move. I said, yeah, that's interesting. I said, yeah, I guess they don't want anything in that water. I said, right. So then this other guy comes up on stage, takes away the water bottle, takes the stool that the water bottle was on, moves it to the back. Then 10 minutes later, he hasn't come on yet. Another person comes up to the stage, takes the bench, moves it back to the right side, puts a water bottle on there again. All right. Then the same guy comes back again, takes the water bottle away, puts a glass of water up on the bench, moves it like 2 inches closer. We had 4 changes of the water before
the vice president
got up there. You know, and then the senator from Florida, Senator Nelson,
Mandela.
Spoke. And it was, you know, and then Joe did his little thing. And then
how long did the vice president speak in total, do you think?
Jeez. I want to say
an hour.
Probably an hour. Probably
about
an hour.
Did he really?
Maybe 50 minutes.
That's a long speech.
There was a stem winder, and it was interesting. It was interesting.
Did he drink the water? And did he drink the water?
Okay. No, he threw it on
because,
the audience.
You know, because I got my little picture and my videos and
picture with Biden.
No, I didn't get a picture with Biden. You can't do that. by the way, that's the whole reason for these things. It's star effers.
Sure.
That's what these things are. You get 20% of them that are just star effers that are there to do it. But I wanted to, I had a historical sense that with everything going on, I'm not sure how many politicians I'm going to end up in my lifetime liking again.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is one of the guys that I just like. I just like everything about him. And so, you know, and I felt like he was incredible with his dignity when he lost his son. And so I felt like I wanted to be in a room with the guy and see him. And he was just up the road. And I decided with this political climate, I'd go see Fighting Joe.
Mike,
and
he's even closer here from the studio.
Yeah.
Less than a mile away.
Let's go see him. Let's go. Let's get him on the show.
Except for when you get in jail.
That's right.
Hey, I got a bottle of water. I got a glass of water. We can do it.
We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here. The latest on the Kardashian epic.
Oh.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I believe in miracles.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at Moore Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and Moore Industries. Making the funny just for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. I read to Michael every night. Now he's got a new favorite book because this book is all about him. It's called Lost My Name. This is a wonderful new website where you can get the gift of gifts. This is so very cool.
Yep.
This is a personalized book about anybody in your family. You can actually personalize the book to their name. And it's not just writing down the kid's name and they pop it in the text. They actually create a story about each child's name. Each child's adventure is based on the letters in their name. And page after page,
super personalized.
The letters into it is so personalized. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book. They discover that the story is all about them. You should have seen the look on Michael's face when I did this. 3 years old, the perfect age for this. It's much more than a typical personalized book. It's truly magical, and it's a great gift. If you give this gift away to someone in your family that's got small children, you'll be the hero. Just go to www.lostmy.name. www.lostmy.name and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, lostmy.name. That's it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I want to clarify that if while the site may be confusing, maybe the most direct way, and we have confirmed, is we have a banner up on michaelmaroshow.com for that customer, right?
Click
there.
Right through. Click right through.
It's Lost My Name, and just check that. And am I getting that right with the address?
You are. Absolutely.
You are. www.lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait. Get your child their own personalized bedtime story. That's www.lostmy.name, and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
New reports say Kim Kardashian was bound and gagged when she was robbed at gunpoint at a Paris apartment over the weekend. Here are the latest. It turns out there were 5 men involved in the holdup. Kim was staying at what's supposed to be kind of a secret apartment-style hotel complex where the rich and famous go when they're in Paris.
Secret.
It's actually referred to as the No Address Hotel. Okay, well, that's a lot of information. Everybody's just getting in 24-hour news cycle about the No Address Hotel. Rooms can cost up to $17,000 a night. Madonna, DiCaprio, Prince, they've all stayed there. The robbers tied up the concierge. Then 2 of them went into Kim's room. They zip-tied and duct-taped her hands, grabbed her by the ankles, and according to TMZ, Kim later told police she was only wearing a bathrobe. Okay, right there, it's just, there's a detail. I still smell a rat. It's like, I was only wearing a bathrobe, and maybe they could see
Mike,
me.
Mike, if she's only
like
wearing a bathrobe,
like
you might be smelling something other than a rat.
Haven't we all seen the Ray J video?
You know, she thought she was, apparently according to TMZ,
I liked it.
She thought she was about to be raped. Instead, they duct taped her feet and put her in the bathtub. Then they stole $11 million worth of jewelry.
11 now?
Now it's 11? Because it was on this morning on Channel 5, it was only 7.
That pinky ring.
Well, it included that new $4.5 million diamond ring that Kim liked to brag about on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got it in my secret hotel.
The speculation is that they were specifically looking for that ring. Because they only spoke French, but they kept saying, ring, ring.
So hello!
You know, who knows, we'll say. Now listen, the second part of this.
The ring video doorbell?
A bodyguard named Steve Stanulis thinks that it might be a hoax. But
really?
He could easily, but this guy could also fit into the disgruntled ex-employee. So listen to this. He worked for Kim and Kanye, but was fired earlier this year and claimed Kanye let him go for talking to Kim. Anyway, he says he wouldn't be surprised if it was a hoax, in part because of her not having security around her, especially after that other guy tried to kiss and fondle her
right.
earlier in the week. He also says they're probably happy to be in the headlines again because, quote, they haven't been that relevant lately. That's kind of true. If this was legit, he says she opened herself up to it by going on Snapchat and telling everyone where she was going. Another theory that's less loopy is that this was an inside job.
Ooh.
Because someone close to the Kardashians would know where Kim would be and whether she'd have protection. And also how much jewelry she brought with her. One possibility is that it was a security guard. But they spoke French, so that's interesting right
I
there.
I thought it was interesting that they rode away on bikes, because I would think that they would have rode away in a car, a getaway car, or
yeah,
motorcycles,
that's the way it
right?
is in the movies.
To get away extra fast.
Yes, no, so it's like the Italian job.
Escaping a Renault.
Yeah, they could get in a Cooper Mini and drive through the sewers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But instead they got on Schwinn's and rolled out.
Really, really interesting story. We will keep you posted when we hear anything. I never expected in my days that on News You May Not Need, I would have a story starring Ric Flair. I really never thought that would happen.
But it's a great story.
It is. As a wrestling character, Ric Flair used to brag about, he would explain it this way. He would take the ladies for a ride on Space Mountain.
Ooh.
That was his way of saying he would nyeh, nyeh. The thing about Rick is that he really was a party guy back in the day, and quite a few women did get involved with that ride on Space Mountain.
Hell of a coaster.
And according to this, one of them was Halle Berry.
Whoa!
Halle Berry was the one that got this in the news. Not even kidding. Rick has his own podcast called The Ric Flair Show. Good name for it. You know, you take your name and then you put show on it. That's a good idea.
It worked for Dick Van Dyke.
That's right. So on a recent episode of his show, he was asked if any celebrities had ridden Space Mountain. He said, quote, oh, gosh, several dozen. Halle was the only one he mentioned by name, Halle Berry.
Wow.
He said, quote, she was in Atlanta and just had gotten divorced from David Justice. Halle and David were divorced in 1997. Flair is now 67, so he would have been in his late 40s at the time. Halle is 50, so she would have been in her early 30s. I don't know. I just think there must be a special place in hell for people that kiss and tell about Halle Berry.
Wow.
I just think he ought to be. I'm so jealous if it's true. You bastard, Ric Flair. Keep your mouth. But you know,
that's now that he's revealed it, now that he's revealed it, she'll probably chase him with a folding metal chair.
By the way, have you seen any recent pictures of Halle Berry? There is absolutely no she is that look
age.
Is not
stays
that,
the same.
She's not aged a bit.
Not
it's incredible.
At all.
In an interview with USA Today, Ryan Lochte gets pretty real about how his feelings were hurt when Michael Phelps blew him off while he was struggling to deal with the Rio robbery controversy. This guy, literally, no surprise, he can't get out of his own way.
He says, more than feelings.
He says that when he reached out to Michael, he got a text back saying, yeah, sure, I'm here to help, but he wasn't. Ryan says, quote,
oh, God.
He didn't call me.
Didn't.
He didn't call me. I was like, hey, can you please call me? Let me know I need help. That never happened. One man was there for Ryan. Robert Matthew Van Winkle was there for
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Hey, Vanilla. You know crisis management.
Oh, God. Well, they were both on Dancing with the
Stars.
Oh,
that's, sure. I mean, that's the last guy you go to for crisis management.
Yeah, but only one of them has played the bottle and cork in Ocean City.
Very true.
But they have that one thing in common. He seemed lost and embarrassed. This is Vanilla Ice's quote.
Sure.
He seemed lost and embarrassed. Now, the lost part, look, I think that's every day he wakes up.
Well, that's his eyes. It's just you can see it.
He seemed lost and embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. This has nothing to do with the robbery, as far as I'm concerned.
No, this quote could have been about him 4 years ago.
You could see it. He was flustered. Okay, same thing. Mm. I kind of told him, put it together, man. Yesterday's history and tomorrow's a mystery.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good news you made.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know what you did yesterday? You can't go back and change it. It happened. It's done, man.
Cowabunga, man.
Yeah. Name's Norm. I love Mary, too. Sorry. Hey, man. I love her, too, man. I am so obsessed with that movie. I've watched it like 4 times in the last 2 years.
I haven't thought of that scene in 10
Name's
years.
Name's Norm. That's right, Mary. Oh, you must have worked on the Estadio de... I just love that movie.
Mike was an architect at the Biden rally.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the name of that building. Oh, you must have worked on the...
the Estadio de Brasil. Something for it. Like
it's so perfect.
Wouldn't be surprised if it showed up in a show open real soon.
Matt Dillon with his teeth. Moving right along. Former NFL. This is just a weird story. Former NFL quarterback Steve Young has a book coming out next week called QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. And in it, he says a ref once gave him a good call so that he'd ask his daughter out.
Oh,
listen to this.
Wow.
He said the ref made the proposition in the middle of a game. Quote, I'm in the huddle when the head referee taps me on the shoulder. He says, can I talk to you for a second? Steve says he stepped away from the huddle, and the guy talks about how his daughter is going to BYU. That's where Steve Young went. And then the ref says, quote, I'd like you to take her out. I for some reason, think this might be a true story. He didn't really know what to say, so he just asked what her name was and returned to the huddle. Later in the game, Steve was trying to mount a comeback, but he was hit hard and fumbled the ball. It looked like he was going to lose the game, but then the ref threw his flag. Steve says, quote, he calls a personal foul on the defense, first down. I get up and brush myself off. Then the ref walks past me and whispers, she likes Italian food.
Ah!
It's unclear whether or not he ever contacted the girl.
That's a funny story.
Even if it's not true, it's just a good story.
That would be a penalty these days, roughing the passer.
Wouldn't it be great if by accident he had his microphone on when he did that? He's like, by the way, like she likes Italian food.
What? A new study, Oscar Santana, has found that just doing basic yoga poses doesn't really count as exercise. I welcome your thoughts on this.
Well, I would say you should go to any yoga studio or log on to beachbody.com and get their yoga training.
Exactly.
And look at the fit people on there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they say it has the same effect on your body as light activities like cooking or doing the laundry, but more intense types of yoga that have a cardio element do work like traditional exercise. So if you want to get into better shape, maybe you should look into power yoga. What are your thoughts? The regular yoga, just for what you said. I've never seen the regular yoga sites. I don't know the difference between power yoga and regular yoga, but I've never seen anybody that wasn't incredibly fit that does yoga.
I think that regular yoga, even if you don't do anything else, really allows you the mobility that you probably haven't had
since
you were high school.
Core strength, right?
Yes.
Like the whole Diamond Dallas Page thing when he talked about that. All right, and now a little something. An 18-year-old near Cincinnati named Alexandra Conley called cops on Saturday and said she was on her way to work when a guy dressed as a clown ran up and attacked her with a knife.
Terrifying.
Oh, no.
She said he was in full clown regalia with a red wig, white makeup, and a teardrop on his left cheek. And he jumped over a fence, waved a knife in the air, and slashed her thumb. So cops and paramedics showed up, but apparently the cut wasn't very deep. And the girl was pretty calm about the whole thing, which seemed weird for someone who'd just been slashed by a crazy clown.
Ooh. Sure.
So the cops started pressing her for more details, and she eventually admitted that she made the whole thing up because she was running late for her job at McDonald's, and she didn't want to get fired. That is so sad.
Fired.
There's Fry no guy. Word on whether or not she still has the job. She is now facing charges for filing a false police report. When asked for a comment, the arresting officer said, sorry. Didn't write a kicker today.
No, that was great. To do it
later. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
It's the end of summer. You know that, right?
Yeah, things are really going to get cool now.
But you know what's really cool? Even though the summer is over, we're staying right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Isn't that the coolest thing of all?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. How much do you value a really great night's sleep? I'm asking you that. If you're not getting your best sleep night after night, it might be time for a new mattress. So, before you do anything, go to a Sleep Number store and experience the adjustable comfort of a Sleep Number bed. Now, the Sleep Number store in my neighborhood is beautiful. They're all beautiful stores. They're wonderful people that work in these stores. They help you right through it. You get a test rest. You get to lie down on there and see how these mattresses feel to you. You're going to love it. I adore my Sleep Number bed. I have for years. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. With Sleep IQ technology, it also lets you know how you are doing. And according to Sleep IQ research, if you adjust your Sleep Number, you're 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. That's what I love about it. Sleep IQ is great. Sleep Number beds are great. And they give me the facts on how I'm sleeping, and I can sleep better over time. My Sleep Number setting has remained, because I love it and I'm not changing it, and 85. Carla's, it says here it's a 65. She might have changed it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't ask her. We didn't speak this morning.
Get into that, would you?
We're not mad at each other, but you know, last night my Sleep IQ score was again a 95. I feel great. Come in now during the Columbus Day sale and save $400 on the C4 mattress, the lowest price ever. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to laugh like a pirate, which is not to be like a clown.
No.
And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Will you do that? Can you do that? Do they teach you that here? Let's open up the
Brad
vault for today, Tuesday, October 4, 2016. Take it away. Robin, how are the lungs today?
Doing fine.
You've been a trooper.
Powering through.
Are you feeling better since the beginning of the show?
About the same since the beginning of the show. The problem
thanks
is...
Thanks for the
update.
What? No, I just said thanks for the update.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, I was just checking on the reactor.
Okay. Yeah. If you think it's a bad day when you get attacked by a bear, that's a rotten day. What if you get attacked by a bear twice? This guy, Todd Orr, he is in Montana, and this video is on our Facebook wall. It's not on YouTube, so I couldn't put it on our YouTube page, but it's on our Facebook page. He was attacked twice. He's talking about this here. He is literally ripped apart on his face, bloodied, talking about
the
fact... I saw
a picture of this guy, and you see like his scalp flapping over his head.
His ear appears to be loose, and he is so calm about it, but listen to
Incredible.
This guy describing the attack twice in a day.
Yeah, life sucks in bear country. Just had a grizzly with two cubs come at me from about 80 yards, and I sprayed the shit out of her with bear spray, and then I went on my face and protected the back of my neck. She got my head good. I don't know what's under my hat. My ear, my arm, pieces of stuff hanging out. I don't know what's going on in there. And then my shoulder is ripped up. I think my arm's broke, but legs are good. Internal organs are good. Eyes are good. I just walked out 3 miles, and I go to the hospital. So be safe out there. Bear spray doesn't always work, but it's better than nothing.
It's funny. Bear spray makes me think of something that Batman would have on his utility belt on the TV show. It's like, you know, shark repellent and bear spray. But this is...
I think
horrifying
it was a
video.
One of our old engineers used to use.
Bear. I get it.
Hey, baby. It would smells be... good, baby.
Hey, baby.
Might be a solid Snickers commercial.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, hangry.
Yeah, very angry. Now, Ben Affleck has been doing impressive. Ben Affleck
don't be a bear.
Has been doing a media tour lately talking about his upcoming movie, The Batman, and how the fact that Batman v Superman was actually the biggest hit of his career, despite all the bad press it got. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I want to talk about. The video has surfaced of Ben Affleck when he's 12 years old in 1984. Listen to this. This is great. He was on a show called Voyage
of the Mimi.
Of the Mimi.
Yes, I watched it.
What's it called?
Voyage of the Mimi.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I'm in the Arctic Test Chamber for the United States Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine in Natick, Massachusetts. This is the place where some of the writers from Voyage of the Mimi came to learn about things like hypothermia.
So that's exactly like being on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
He's 12 years old in 1984. He could go to the Upside Down.
A real kid actor.
Yes.
He was on that show, and really I think kids of my generation would have seen it in science class. That's when they would show it.
Exactly.
And you get different chapters. And when I put two and two together, I want to say like 10 years ago, that's the Ben Affleck and Voyage. The kid has lived such a wonderful life that he has been famous in his own regard, whether it was within this educational sphere to now Hollywood since he was since he was 11, 10
32
or 11.
Years. He's been at it 32 years.
Don't you
years.
Feel like I do, though, that Ben Affleck, and when you compare him to Matt Damon, that Ben Affleck is like the one that's off a little bit?
Yeah.
That, you know, his life hasn't taken the same trajectory. He didn't get to be part of the Rat Pack with Clooney
and
all those guys.
Well, I think the deal with him is that he is not immediately likable. And Ben and
also,
then Matt Damon is.
Have you seen the trailer for that gangster movie that he's in that just looks
live? Are you October 12th? I'm going to be in the
theater. I think it's going to
He doesn't make bad movies, Mike. He doesn't make them.
I did. Well, I loved Gone Girl. Because
I did too.
And but the thing is, he does make
Argo.
Argo.
Not as of late.
No, Argo was a great film.
I loved it. Yeah, I love that movie.
But he makes bad movies. He made that one with Jennifer Lopez.
But that was like 13 years ago. We've had bad shows here on the program. We're going to judge us. We're killing it now.
All right.
How dare you us?
Speaking of bad shows,
yeah, that'll be great.
No original ideas in Hollywood. Will Arnett, perhaps you know him from Arrested Development.
Yes.
He is bringing back, they don't know in what capacity. He might be hosting. He might be producing. But he's bringing back The Gong Show, which is the worst possible idea ever. Because The Gong Show, even in its sphere of 1970s kitsch, still wasn't that good.
Yeah,
it was just Chuck Barris.
We're a meaner, less sensitive nation, so
what's the
it
gong
might actually
show?
Work perfectly right now.
The Gong Show was a talent show where purposely bad acts would come on.
I like Will Arnett as the host, though.
I think he would be a good host, but I don't
think the guy's got the low voice, right?
Yeah, but I don't know that the show would work in modern times.
Hey, you know who else I'd like to see host it?
Who?
Mayhem. Who's the guy that plays Mayhem?
The
I want
State
him to
Farm
host it with Mayhem.
He'd be good.
Mayhem.
Now, also, the CW is bringing back a show that I don't think needs to come back, which is Dynasty. Will you watch this?
God,
a reimagined Dynasty?
If it's younger and hotter.
It's ridiculous.
Did you watch it in its heyday?
No.
You know what I caught?
I didn't watch Dallas
yesterday.
Either.
I watched Dallas because it came on after Dukes.
Days of Our Lives is still on.
Sure.
And this is, you feel, again, some context. My nanny, we used to watch Days of Our Lives together, right?
Hold
As
it,
a kid.
Hold it.
Hold on.
Did we know?
Wait, hold on.
Did we know he had a nanny?
Do we have to talk about your nanny?
Oh, no, it's just like a babysitter would come over, right?
Hold it. The whole gig, your whole shtick is that you were always alone.
I'm talking about when I was like 5 and 6.
All right, this is another lie we have to examine with Oscar.
You
tomorrow
can call my
on
mom.
The show.
Can you pencil it in?
We're going to do. Yeah, we haven't called your mom in a long time.
Yeah, let's call my mom. Senora Gaysa used to come
by. Mrs. Zabalios, did you have a nanny for your kid?
We're calling about some sort of health care. Did you set aside any money?
No, it's not the nanny in the modern sense. It's my mom's friend, Senora Gaysa.
And she watched Days of Our Lives?
And she would come over and eat our food and watch Days of Our Lives for 2 hours.
Like it was Senora Drescher.
After my mom got in trouble for leaving me at home.
Okay.
So even back then, it was frowned upon.
All I know is every now and then I don't tell you guys about all the ideas I have because sometimes they get summarily rejected. But I was very disappointed when I pitched my show to the Logo Network, Gaze of Our Lives, and it didn't get accepted.
Well, Mike, you insisted on playing the lead.
Yes, right. I was going to do the narration.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the gaze of our lives.
I'd watch.
I know that's... That's a cliche.
That's an update.
If you got a problem with it, you know. Oh, by the way, can I just say this? This is late in the show.
Sure.
So I'm going to sneak it in here, and I hope I don't offend anybody. But you, the term gaydar, is that now politically incorrect? No one can use gaydar?
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think you just can't use f***.
So here's the thing.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thanks. We appreciate that. The thing is, with
gaydar, I have gay friends.
Is there a transdar? Like if there is there trans
I don't think there is anything
like
that.
Transgender.
I don't think you I think you can say someone's transgender, but I think you would be remiss to really try to figure out what they would like to be referred to as.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about
it is there is a particular
here's why I ask this. And I know it's late in the show and we're running late.
Yes.
But let me just
All we got is time, Mike.
The thing about this is there is a television commercial now where I believe the mother is transgender.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm
just curious.
The tide
one? Which one?
I don't know which commercial it is. I will make note of the commercial, and I will. It's run and run. It's saturated. You see it all the time. It's the mother of, like, the bride, who is, I believe, and it might be a drug commercial, too. It might be a drug commercial.
Actually, Mike, I have the spot. I don't think it is a drug spot. I think it's this one.
The chimney sweep is here. The chimney sweep is here.
That's not it.
I think this is it.
Make your chimney shine.
You know why.
A child, I-C-H-I-M-N-E-Y.
That's true.
Is that pretty much it?
Very, very careful about what I say about that particular subject.
You should be.
It seems, you know, like...
Well, you have to be respectful.
Careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to be respectful. So I don't think I was disrespectful, but I looked at this commercial and I said, Carla, get in here! We'll see what happens.
All right, we'll find out the spot and we'll figure it out.
All right, star Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, okay, it's the spot.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Transparent pills.
Okay, thank you.
Let us close with this. Of course, all of the late night shows were all over the Kardashian things last night. This was my favorite joke. Give a nice gold star to Conan.
No one was hurt, but at a mansion in Paris, Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint. Yeah. Kim was bound and gagged. Then the robbers broke in.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, that's good. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online for MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Send us your business cards, too. Rob loves to read them. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continuing passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.